WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The Stafford County Electoral Board is set to meet again in a few hours to decide what to do with some absentee and provisional ballots in last Tuesday's election. Their decision could affect the outcome of one of the three House of Delegates races that is still undecided. And the outcome of those three races will determine which party controls the House come January. Embattled Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore seems to have few friends left in Washington, especially among Senate Republicans.
Cory Gardner of Colorado chairs the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, with another accuser telling her story against Roy Moore. Gardner, in a statement, calls Moore unfit to serve in the Senate. If he refuses to withdraw and wins, Gardner continues, the Senate should vote to expel him. You won't hear much about the Moore situation from Democrats. They don't really have to say anything, but the party is sending money and manpower to Alabama to help Doug Jones, the not-long-ago long-shot candidate who is opposing Moore in the general election. Bob Costantini, Washington.
President Trump says he hopes three American college basketball players detained in China will soon get to come home.
President Trump says he had a long conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping about the case and indicates some kind of negotiations are continuing. Chinese authorities detained three UCLA freshmen after they were arrested in Hangzhou on charges of shoplifting before a recent game in Shanghai. All three are believed to still be at their hotel. The LA Times has identified the players as Cody Riley, Jalen Hill, and LiAngelo Ball, the brother of LA Lakers rookie Lonzo Ball. Ball's father, LeVar, said on social media the process could take months. If charged with grand larceny under Chinese law, the players would face 3 to 10 years in prison. Scott Carr, Washington.
Kids in Montgomery County Public Schools will likely have a shorter spring break next school year. The school board is voting on a calendar today.
The superintendent's proposed calendar recommends cutting spring break from 10 to 6 days. Board of Education member Patricia O'Neill.
There are a lot of people who would like us to have a full spring break.
But she says that's not possible.
It happens in the 2018-19 school year that there are a number of constraints that challenge the calendar,
including the fact that both Jewish holidays fall on school days, and the last day schools are allowed to hold classes happens to fall on a Saturday. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A judge has placed limits on how much information Facebook has to turn over to federal prosecutors who are pursuing charges against some Inauguration Day protesters. The judge's ruling is aimed at protecting private Facebook data that is unrelated to the investigation. Even one rat is one too many, says D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Mayor Bowser announcing new tactics to battle rats in the city, including solar trash cans, smarter litter bins, and more trash compactors, and checking to see what's working in other big cities.
Make sure that every preventative measure is in place, every abatement measure is in place.
Bowser says residents can even use the city's 311 service to ask for rat patrol help via text. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Police in New Carrollton are investigating the shooting death of a man whose body was found outside an apartment complex last night. It all happened around 7:30 on 85th Avenue in New Carrollton. Police have not released the victim's name. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,440, the NASDAQ at 67,58. Sports, Carolina gets the win over Miami on Monday Night Football. NBA, the Wizards win. NHL, the Caps take on Nashville on the road tonight. And baseball's Rookies of the Year, Aaron Judge and Cody Bellinger. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really, unique.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am where I am here
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're up to a pretty good run here around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. For Interstate 95, VA, here we go. The congestion, that's what I'm seeing and checking out from Dale City toward the Occoquan. That really seems to be about the thick of it. We'll stay in Dale City here for a moment. Crash just reported on Dale Boulevard, north of Minneville Road, right near Glendale Road. So watch Fire and Rescue responding there. For 270, here we go, hitting the brakes here as you approach and pass Urbana down toward Hyattstown, briefly in Germantown again. On 95, just a slow merge right now at the exit ramp to get on toward the Capitol Beltway. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 in great shape inside the Beltway through Cheverly, starting to see a little bit of that volume as well. Metro Rail, Blue Line, still single tracking between Addison Road and Morgan Boulevard due to late clearing track work. Expect delays. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking day today. A few clouds around. Otherwise, lots of sunshine and about 52. Most of those clouds early. Clear tonight, 36. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Arlington, 34 in Gaithersburg, 40 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Spot Hero. Republicans are considering all their options in the Roy Moore scandal. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. We've got a lot coming up for you on this show. At 635, Keith Koffler is with us. He is the author of Bannon, Always the Rebel. Guess what he's going to want to talk about. At 7:05, Byron York is with us. At 8:05, it's Britt McHenry. She is a contributor at The Federalist, and we're going to talk to her about Roger Goodell and Colin Kaepernick. And at 8:15, Jack Evans, D.C. Council member, about Farivaders on the Metro. Apparently, it's becoming a problem. I'm Mary Walter. Speaking of problems, I'm with Vince Colonnais.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be your problem this morning. Let's talk to Peter Morici now. He's a University of Maryland economist and a columnist. Has been tracking this tax bill pretty closely. Peter, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Nice to have you this morning. As we've looked at this tax bill, one of the big claims the administration has made is that if they can just cut that corporate tax rate, nothing else even happening, but if they could just cut that corporate tax rate, you could see an explosion of business in the United States and ensure that we're at least at a 3% growth rate going forward, which will help with whatever costs this tax bill may incur. Do you feel like that's the case?
Well, I think we can get close to 3% growth because the economy is really poised to do better than it has over the last several years for a variety of reasons. So that would take us up to maybe 2.4%. This bill is not going to create the kind of growth that Kevin Hassett claims. His own work prior to joining the administration and everything I studied and learned over the last 50 years about macroeconomics would indicate that maybe it could give us, say, another 0.3% after the first couple of years. The first couple of years, because you just give people more money to spend, you get a one-time increase. But after that, long term, we're probably talking about this thing taking us to about 2.7-2.8% growth. If the administration got its way on deregulation, you could get to 3. That is not going to pay for the tax cut.
Is that because the congressional versions of the bill are wanting, or even the pie in the sky version that the Trump administration wouldn't achieve the growth that they need?
In terms of tax cuts paying for themselves, they always pay for part of themselves. They never pay for it all. There would have to be something other than the normal stimulative effect. Basically, cutting the tax on investment by 20% will increase investment by 10 to 20%. That's the elasticity, as we say in economics. Given the deregulatory, and by the way, that has its own findings. in his own published research, which is consistent with that of many others, and I can show you the scholarly papers. So there is a positive effect. The liberal studies that say it goes the other way are nonsense. There would have to be some other paradynamic effect. For example, our tax rates are dramatically higher than everybody else's. So if we then became lower, capital would come back. This 20% cut will barely bring us into parity. We'll be at the upper edge of corporate taxes still among countries that we compete with. So as a consequence, you can't expect companies going to come rushing back to pay at best the same taxes in the United States. It's just going forward when they have a choice between the United States and Ireland or the United States and Germany, we'll be more competitive than we were before. So there isn't going to be some sort of like vowel switch or throwing a big switch or something. The world is not going to change dramatically because of this. Part of the problem here is that this White House is very thin on economists, very, very thin. And in order to get in there, you basically have to sell your soul, say things that just ain't true. I mean, look at it. He's not sending an economist to the Fed. He doesn't have an economist heading either the Treasury or the National Economic Council. There's barely a handful of them over there. And in order to even stay in the building, you have to sell your soul. He doesn't like them.
Peter, I'd like to ask you, maybe this is a very naive question, but we keep hearing about how they have to pay for the tax cuts because we have to make the money up somewhere. Why can't we cut spending?
Oh, we can, and I've been a big advocate of that. There are things that we... 60% of the federal budget is entitlements, and we are on track over the next decade, if we stayed the way we are now, no tax cut, that entitlements would take 100% of the tax revenue within 10 years. And a lot of those entitlements really are fraudulent. Let me give you an example. One out of 20 adults, that is people between the ages of 16 and 65, are on a Social Security disability. Now, not many 16-year-olds can get there, so think about it, what it is for 21 to 65. It's even higher. That's absurd, and so much higher than anything we've had historically. Look down the street from you. Are one out of 20 people incapable of doing some kind of work? The system is terribly gamed and defrauded, and that's something the Obama people did to basically park unemployed people in places like West Virginia, Maine, Alaska, places where there's really rampant unemployment, that people don't want to leave, are not very presentable, are very hard to place even if they do move. And there's other things. You know, those folks that don't work, that are able-bodied, that have no kids to take care of, can also get Medicaid in 27 states. They can get Section 8 housing and do. They can get food stamps and do. So, you know, people talk about a guaranteed annual income. Actually, we have it. You just have to chip it off in pieces. So I think we could cut a lot of that without taking money away from the crippled girl that Chuck Schumer rolled out while we were talking about health care reform. You know, he rolled out this crippled woman who depends on Medicaid to continue working. Nobody was talking about taking that stuff away. But when the Republicans tried to reform Medicaid, who voted against it? The senators from Maine, West Virginia, and Alaska. Murkowski, Capito, and Collins really aren't Republicans. They're wholly dedicated to the Democratic business model, buying votes by giving your listeners money away.
Okay, so there's not a lot of courage here to tackle spending. If they could ever surmount the courage, actually summon the courage to take on tax reform, what is on your wish list for taxes here that they're not doing?
Well, if we put more money into the personal tax cuts than the $228 billion that the original House bill had, now it's more like $300 billion, then you could cut rates enough that people, even the people in the high tax states like California, New York, Connecticut, would not feel the end of the state and local tax deductions. Then we could really get rid of deductions, virtually all of them, and no one would get a tax increase. The problem is if you pay for the corporate tax reform with $750 billion, you have some pass-through benefits for LLCs and so forth. You don't have enough money left for personal tax reductions, and that's the problem. If they had done things like go after the carried interest, which Cohn, Trump, ammunition,
right,
all have dramatically benefited from. If they'd gone along with border tax adjustments, which every other industrialized country does that we don't, then we could have a truly territorial corporate tax system, and we could finance the kinds of tax cuts that I just described, and then some. But the president caved into lobbyists and, frankly, caved into the personal interests of Cohn, Mnuchin, and his kids. The reality is this White House is every bit as corrupt as the last one. If you drive down Pennsylvania Avenue right now, close your windows, because while they're doing tax legislation, the place stinks.
All right, well, this is a vote against the tax legislation. Peter Morici, thanks as always for joining us on Mornings of the Mall. Appreciate you stopping by.
Take care.
I got to say, the president is expected on Capitol Hill Thursday to speak to House Republicans in the morning ahead of their vote on the tax plan. The Senate vote, not far behind. They're still going to be working this thing out.
6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're working it out on 66 coming through Manassas, of course, with the volume at this time of the morning. And beyond, between 29-28 Centerville, we had a minor crash over to the shoulder, so distracting a bit. And beyond that, good, through to the Beltway. Off the Greenway onto the toll road, nice and quiet. Starting to see the Beltway delays starting to fill in here through Silver Spring, leaving College Park. But we've been off to a very quiet start still across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Great time to cross the Legion Bridge. Volume delays on 270 Urbana-Hyattstown. And again, as you push down toward the Germantown area, nothing reported there, though. You might still see some activity in Columbia Heights, 14th Street at Harvard Street. They reopened the lanes, but some activity off to the shoulder area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy skies with a high of 52. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 36. And then tomorrow, generally sunny, some afternoon clouds, a high again of 52. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 43 degrees at 6:16 on WMAL. Do what you want to do, what you want to do. So we've heard about being transgendered, right? Well, there's, which now widely accepted, we had Caitlyn Jenner named Woman of the Year by, I believe it's Vogue magazine. Well, now there's something new, because I'm trans financial. I'm actually a rich person inside, and so I should be able to spend whatever money I want, because I'm actually a rich person. And if you don't let me spend whatever money I want, then you're hindering who I truly am as a person. Well, there's something new right now. Remember Rachel Dozel? Well, she was just the first.
My mom works with a lot of people who are migrating to the United States. You know, from all over the world. Like, the staff is almost entirely made up of, you know, people who immigrate here. And you know, one of her best friends from work is named Yadu. And you know, she's so nice, she's cute, and she's really, really fun. And it just had a ring to it, and I love that name. So I, you know, that's what I want to be. Like, I want to be that happy person.
So that person that you heard speaking there is not Yadu. That is Adam. Okay, so Adam wants to be happy like Yadu.
Uh-huh.
So not only is Yadu a woman, Yadu's Filipino. So Adam, who wants to be called Yadu, who is white, now considers himself a Filipino. And thanks to Rachel Dozel, transracial is now a thing. The look on Mike McKay's face.
Wait, he wants to be both a woman
and Filipino.
And
so
Filipino.
Yeah, he has already come out to his family, although I think now this is going to be out. He's come out to his family as transgender, and he wants to become a woman. He wants to start that process. Now, how his family is not caught on to this, because he goes by Yadu, and he drives around in a purple tuk-tuk, which is an Asian vehicle that is used for transportation in the Philippines, and it's purple. And Adam's going to tell you why he wants to be Filipino.
whenever, you know, I'm around the music, I'm around the food, I feel like I'm in my own skin. I'd watch the History Channel sometimes for hours, you know, whenever it came to that. And, you know, nothing else intrigued me more but, you know, things about, you know, Filipino culture. I think if you're unhappy with who you are and you change yourself for the better and that makes you happy, you know, go for it. But it's, I would never say it was a privilege to, you know, be unhappy with yourself all the time.
Now, I'm not a psychologist, although I'm going to play one on the radio
channel
right now.
I identify as General Patton.
But this man, he's unhappy. He even said he's unhappy several times. He wants to be like this woman because she's happy. Getting surgery to become a woman and then pretending that you're Filipino isn't going to make you happy like Jadu or whatever her name is. But he's, right? This guy's got problems. He needs some kind of counseling to find out why he is unhappy in his own skin and his own body.
Yeah, this guy is transracial.
Yeah,
transparently stupid. I mean, this is retarded.
I don't think he's stupid. I just think he's unhappy. I think he's unhappy, and so he looks at someone who he thinks is so happy and has this great life. Look, is it any different than young girls wanting to become one of the Kardashians because they have this, and so they emulate them because they have this wonderful life. So if I emulate them, I'm going to have a wonderful life,
my
too.
Daughter,
that's what's going on
My
here.
Daughter wants to dress up as a Disney princess for Halloween. It doesn't mean she thinks she's a Disney princess.
No, I understand, but that's why.
All of a sudden.
Don't tell her that.
Yeah. But, like, watch out for Gaston.
But this is the thing. This is when you become an adult and you sit there and talk about how unhappy you are. But this person over here is super happy. So I'm literally going to become that person. Then that needs counseling.
I want to mention this real quickly. Pew just did a poll on whether or not gender is set at birth or not, and got answers and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
80% of Republicans say gender is determined at birth. 64% of Democrats say it's that your gender can be different from the sex of birth. Boy, there's the divide, huh?
I'm going to go even further and say your gender is determined at conception, not birth. 622 on WMAL.
So have you ever heard of a business that considers you a client for life, even after you no longer need to pay for their services? Well, with EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's exactly what you can expect. Larry O'Connor here, and once you hit your ideal body comp numbers, your empowered weight, you can go back for free forever. One of the hardest parts of weight loss is keeping the weight off for life. There are tons of companies to help you lose weight, but they don't give you the tools to stay on track once you complete their plan. With EMP 180 Weight Loss, you can continue to get your body comp measured, to ask questions, and to feel supported because they'll never abandon you. Now that I've lost the weight, I now look to the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss to get nutritional advice when I'm training for a race. I can pick up the phone or pop in. Their advice and support has been invaluable. They are the standard of weight loss in the D.C. area. They've got locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call 855-888-0180.
Thompson Creek Windows, not only do they have phenomenal windows, great product, but they have smart ways for you to save. Replace your old windows with new energy-efficient Thompson Creek Windows, and your home is going to be more comfortable this winter. And you know what? You're going to save on your heating bills. You're going to save even more when you buy three windows, and you get one free with zero interest financing until 2019. Did you hear that? Zero interest financing. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Their windows are built specifically for our climate and just for your home in their own local factory built right here. They build them and their experts install them, so there's no middleman. And right now is the best time to replace your windows. I went to the factory and I learned this. When it's cold, we get a cold snap, like tonight when it's going to go get cold, feel your windows. If your windows are cold on the inside, that means that cold air is coming in. It is cooling your home down and you have to crank the temperature up, and there goes your money right out that window. So call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company, or go to thompsoncreek.com. It's a sweet deal.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you?
Deductions for families doubled, so your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits increased. Tax returns simplified. Loopholes closed, so everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes cut. Investment for new job creation boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
6:25, now time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, 66, that's where we're checking out this activity. On the shoulder, it's been on the shoulder for a while, after you pass 28 Centerville. So focal point of those delays on the trip coming in from the east side. On the inside stretch of the Beltway, still volume through Falls Church. We're good across the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Bridges into town, still looking good over the Key Bridge, Southeast Southwest Freeway, Anacostia Crossings. No problems to report there. Now let's go Beltway in the Greenbelt area. Quickly starting to see some delays forming here. We have a crash on the outer loop to exit onto the northbound side of the BW Parkway, mostly along that exit ramp, but definitely can see all of that activity beyond. Let's take you from College Park to Silver Spring with a stop and go. 270 volume delays for you. If you haven't heard, Metro Rail struggling a bit, late clearing track work, I would say so. Blue Line trains continue to single track between Addison Road and Morgan Boulevard. Now this is giving Blue Line delays. Silver Line's only operating as a result between Willie Avenue and Stadium Armory, and Orange Line delays, so be ready for that. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking Tuesday, a little overcast early, otherwise partial clouds and sunshine. We'll make it to about 52. Tonight, clear 36 outside the Beltway, colder. Sun and clouds on Wednesday, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
I say I'm sorry.
Right, let's talk about Sean Hannity and this whole Keurig thing. So on Thursday, Sean Hannity was on his radio show and he was talking about Roy Moore. And while he was on the show, he said that one of the encounters was consensual, which we know it was. All right. But the girl whose mother said, hey, if you can date Roy Moore, that's great.
A guest said that, and he was like, yeah, consensual. Yeah. That was basically it.
So, long story short, the president of Media Matters put out the names of the advertisers, Keurig being one of them, and there's this huge backlash, and videos of people destroying their Keurigs just trended on Twitter, went viral. Everybody, these videos, throwing them off balconies, lighting them on fire, the whole bit. So, the CEO of Keurig has apologized to his employees on Monday for what looked like taking sides because they pulled their advertising. Mm-hmm. Keurig pulled the advertising in response to the posting by Media Matters. So people started trashing their Keurigs because they pulled the advertising. I left that part out. And so that apparently got to Keurig, and they apologized to their employees for apparently taking sides. They don't want the employees to be hurt. And Sean Hannity told his viewers to stop smashing your Keurigs. He doesn't want to hurt the employees. And he says the coffee company was a victim in all of this. But they did choose to pull their advertising. So I don't know how much of a victim they are. But so ceasefire in the Keurig.
Thank God. One coffee war averted.
628 on WMAL.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. Choose from seminars in Maryland and Virginia, November 14 at 7 p.m., an afternoon session in Tyson's at 1. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
At Advanced Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil Super Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator oil filter for just $26.99. Plus, buy any oil change special with a Purolator filter and upgrade to a Purolator 1 for just $2. Only at Advanced or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advanced Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Includes filters up to $7.99.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Keith Koffler. He wrote Bannon, Always the Rebel. And we're going to talk to him about that. It is now 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Stafford County Electoral Board meets again in a few hours, and what the members decide to do with some absentee and provisional ballots from last week's election could help determine the outcome of one of the three House races still up in the air. And the outcome of those three races will determine which party controls the House of Delegates come January. Republicans are considering all their options in confronting the scandal surrounding Alabama GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is now among those calling on Moore to step aside.
Now the question is, where does this go? McConnell talked about the idea of a write-in candidacy and looking at that. We heard from Senator Richard Shelby. He floated the idea of Jeff Sessions, the current attorney general, being a write-in candidate, or Luther Strange, who was Roy Moore's primary opponent who lost to him. But Luther Strange himself here on the Hill pouring some cold water on that, saying that a write-in candidacy would be highly unlikely.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. The Montgomery County School Board is set to vote today on the calendar for the 2018-19 school year, and board member Patricia O'Neill is already cautioning parents the calendar isn't going to please everybody.
Balancing everyone's interests is a really difficult task. You're between a rock and a hard place.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,440. The NASDAQ at 67,58. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Wizards crush the Sacramento Kings. Monday Night Football, Carolina gets the win over Miami. And the Caps are in Nashville tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
When the ball game is on the line, emotion can be a good thing. But when it's your retirement on the line, not so much.
Do you want to take emotions out of your retirement planning decisions?
Abe and Shelley Abish at Abish Financial Services can help you replace the emotion with a strategy.
We try to encourage folks to have a plan that's more grounded in what's going on in their life and in their goals, and not basing anything on the political arena or anything else that they can't really control.
But what is in our control is the decisions we make regarding our specific retirement plans, and so that's what we should really take ownership of.
Isn't it time you took ownership of your future? Call 571-577-9968 for a complimentary Where Do I Stand plan, a second opinion of your retirement risk. That's 571-577-9968. And be sure to check out Abe and Shelley's Retirement Key radio show, Sunday afternoons at 3 here on WMAL.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, tell us how your exclusive buyers in waiting system works for anyone wanting to sell their home.
It's easy. Call us and we will sit down with you and show you in real time our hot and ready home buyers ready to see your home now.
Well, that's easy. I understand you also have over 5,500 buyers in your database looking for a home in the area right now.
Yes, we do. That's one of the many reasons why we were able to net our sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. We already have the buyers.
So that's why you continue to be ranked one of the top teams in the area?
Yes, and we will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, we will buy it for a price agreed upon. Let us get you top dollar and you can start packing.
Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, Uber drivers turned first responders, the life-risking trend of riders calling Uber instead of 911 to save money. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Watch tomorrow morning at 6. Imagine buying a car and 2 days later hearing water rush through your car when you brake.
This had to be somewhere underwater.
Seven on Your Side investigates flooded cars being sold and how you can avoid buying one. Tonight on ABC7 News at 5.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway delays in Greenbelt due to the crash. We have on the outer loop right at the exit to go onto the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So a lot of this activity confined to that exit ramp, but also crowds the right lane of the Beltway. So coming around from the John Hanson Highway, Route 50, expect those delays. Now on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it's been a pretty mellow morning for the most part everywhere. Southbound into Jessup volume, a little bit of stop and go each direction in Laurel. That's on the B-dub. 95 south to merge onto the outer loop into Silver Spring. Here we go. We know the drill goes around about George Avenue till breaks free. Now, Virginia 66, we're focusing on the minor incident that's on the shoulder, but I get it because you see flashing lights and then you want to be cautious along that left side after 28 Centerville. So coming out of Manassas through to that point, extremely slow. On the Beltway, Virginia, a little bit of stop and go through Annandale, but nothing reported in the way. Metro Rail, Blue Line. Major delays continue. They continue to single track between Addison Road and Morgan Boulevard. Problems wrapping up the overnight work project they were dealing with. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible looking forecast. Nice dry pavement out there. Temperatures staying a few degrees down below average. Average high is 59. Some clouds early and on the chilly side this afternoon. Partial clouds and sunshine, 52. Tonight, 36 and clear. Tomorrow, up to 53 with a mix of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Manassas, 37 in La Plata, 43 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. And good Tuesday morning. Joining us at 7:05, Byron York from the Washington Examiner will get his take on Roy Moore and also the Russian dossier. At 8:05, it's Britt McHenry. We're going to speak with her about Roger Goodell and Colin Kaepernick. And at 8:15, Jack Evans from the D.C. Council on fare evaders on the Metro. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here at Vince Connors.
Hey, good morning. I'm happy to be joined now by Keith Koffler. He's the author of a new book, Bannon, Always the Rebel. He's also a longtime White House correspondent. Keith, thanks so much for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you. Hey, I hope they're not going to crack down too heavily on fare evaders on the Metro. The cost so much. I mean, I'm trying, you know, anyway.
Yeah, all of your years of jumping the turnstile are going to catch up to you, Keith.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Steve Bannon, and this is a particularly opportune moment in the news. Bannon, of course, backing Roy Moore in the face of all of these allegations of sexual misconduct now against him. Is there ever a point where Steve Bannon will tap out and say, you know what, they're right, this is a lot, and this is not the kind of guy I want to support?
Right. Well, I mean, you note that my book is called Bannon, Always the Rebel.
Right.
Tapping out is really not his style. But you know what? It gets to a point, I mean, you know, when there was just one allegation, one more of the more serious allegation that was 40 years old, you know, that was one thing. But it's beginning to get to the point where there's a preponderance of evidence where even I think Bannon is going to take a look at it. You know, his credibility is on the line. This is something that he knows that the Republican establishment is going to use against him. to say that he is not the person to be choosing candidates for the Senate. So, you know, I don't know what he's going to do, but I think we're getting to the point where even probably a lot of evangelicals in Alabama are very concerned about this, and he may very well try to find some other way to, you know, some way to back out of the board, now, out of the Moore endorsement.
To remind people, he was obviously, he worked on President Trump's campaign. He helped engineer that victory alongside Donald Trump. He's also the chief strategist inside the White House, and now he's back at his old job of being the chairman of Breitbart News, in charge of that website. And my sense of this, you've interviewed him for well over 10 hours for this book that you wrote. My sense of him is that he obviously wants some victories here to take on the establishment in the Republican Party, but he's going to want to do it with candidates who can be seen as both virtuous and fighting the establishment.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if he get, you know, that's the other thing. If he stays with Moore and he gets a loss, then, you know, that damages his credibility terribly. So, you know, he still is going to be pushing unconventional candidates. But you're right that you know, he needs to have candidates who can also win, who are credible enough to convince voters, to put them in the Senate. And so, you know, we'll have to see what other types of people he comes up with.
Yeah, there are a couple of things I did not know. For instance, I did not know that Steve Bannon served in the Navy. And I also did not know that he worked in Hollywood. How did he wind up in Hollywood?
That's he has had a long and varied career, and it makes him very interesting and gives a lot of background to his current thinking. But he served in the Navy, and then he went to Harvard Business School and did very well there and landed a job with Goldman Sachs, of all places. And eventually they sent him out to Hollywood to drum up business there. He was with Goldman Sachs for a couple of years, and then he went out and had his own firm out there with a couple of partners and made a lot of money out in Hollywood.
You know, it seems, looking at your book, it seems like it's really a study in contrast. Like, you know, he was raised in a liberal, pro-Kennedy family. He was a Goldman Sachs guy. And now he's trying to lead a populist movement. How did he get there?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, it was a progression. You know, I think he wasn't so much a liberal Democrat as sort of a Kennedy Democrat. He's one of those people like Reagan who would say, you know, that the Democratic Party kind of left me. And particularly under Jimmy Carter, he began to think, you know, this is not the right direction for the country. And he became a strong Reaganite Republican. So that was kind of that evolvement politically that went on. And he's just interested in many different things. He doesn't sit still. He doesn't sleep. And eventually he moved over and focused more on politics after he'd made a lot of money in business.
It seems like, you know, Steve Bannon, well, maybe more so than anybody else who's touched the Trump administration, has a lot of critics. There's a lot of belief that he's sort of the man behind the curtain on a lot of on the most evil things that people can possibly imagine about the Trump administration. You know, having talked to him so much for this book, what's one thing that you would like to disabuse people of the notion of about Bannon?
I would say probably that he is a racist and that his agenda is anti-Semitic and racist. You know, over at Breitbart, several of the senior editors there are Jewish. He has put it to me that he thinks that the Republican Party needs to be a workers' party. And what he would say is that needs to include African-American workers. He says that his goal for the Republican Party is to have 30% of the African-American working class, at least part of the Republican Party, and the same with the Hispanics here. What he is concerned more about is changes in the culture, that too many people from other cultures come in. For him, it doesn't matter that they're Hispanic or whatever they are. It's too many millions of people coming in from one country and one culture, and not enriching American culture as it's supposed to be, but replacing it with language and so forth. So
yeah.
And finally, just, you know, I talked to many people who work with him. All of them say, even liberals who work with him say they have not heard him make racist comments, just that personally he is not a racist.
The author is Keith Coffler. The book is Bannon, Always the Rebel. Keith, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks. My pleasure.
All right. Talk to you soon. 6:43 now on WMAL.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
6:45, time for WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Couple snags. Let's go first on to 395 Virginia. Right as you come off the Beltway, or if you're merging off from 95, you'll see the crash just after Edsel Road. That was along the left side. Get a little break. Then hit the stop and go Duke to King Street as expected here this morning. 66, we still have a little bit of activity. Looks like one car, one police car on the shoulder eastbound after 28 Centerville, but that's the focal point of some heavy delays as you try to push through Manassas toward that point. On the Maryland Beltway Greenbelt, we've been a little bit busy here. Outer Loop, the exit to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway with the crash now to the shoulder, but you're still seeing that activity. So watch if you're heading Outer Loop before you even get to 202. You're going to hit those brake lights and keeping a slow merge on 50 John Hanson Highway to get through to that point as well. In the Brandywine area, still problems with the signal lights down near the Costco, 301 near Clymer Drive. Please treat as a four-way stop. And Metro Rail with delays, blue, silver, and orange lines. They continue to single track the blue line trains between Addison Road and Morgan Boulevard due to late clearing track work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible looking forecast. Nice dry pavement out there. Temperature staying a few degrees down below average. Average high is 59. Some clouds early and on the chilly side this afternoon. Partial clouds and sunshine, 52. Tonight, 36 and clear. Tomorrow, we'll go up to 53 with a mix of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. When it comes to your banking, we have the answers. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
All right, Washington, D.C. looking to change the Metro fare crackdown, meaning they want to decriminalize this. So right now, fare evasions, the fine can get up to $300, and there's a possibility of jail time for being a fare evader. And the D.C. is considering changing that, the Metro Council here in D.C., because or the D.C. Council, rather, is considering changing it because, you know, they think it's just unfair and it cruelly impacts people of color. There's all sorts of things here. They think people across demographic boundaries feel a sense of injustice, that some people flout the rules and ride free. There's all sorts of nonsense here. And part of it is Charles Allen, who's a D.C. council member, made an admission as they were talking about this at a public hearing that he's a repeat offender of the Metro fare system. He said, quote, "I can't tell you the number of times I've tapped my card and it gave me the beep that said my balance had dropped below what the fare was." He's a daily bus rider. He's a Democrat in Ward 6. He wrote, The driver just said, just fill it up when you get to the station. And I've never once thought, I'm actually going to get a citation or have a criminal record for riding the bus. So he was like, you know, whatever. I keep having a low balance. Doesn't matter. And he keep, but you really should, you know, stock that card up. There's a trend in cities across the country, not in D.C., not just in D.C., based on a growing awareness, this is according to WTOP, a growing awareness among lawmakers of how issues such as legacy policing practices, unconscious bias, and systemic racism can unfairly target communities based on race or age, even in the seemingly mundane case of fare jumping. So they're thinking about trying to lower that maximum fine to maybe $100 and eliminate jail time
because
for people who jump the fares.
So as far as age goes, that it's because it's the seniors jumping over the turnstiles? Is that what that is? That they're unfairly targeted? Getting the oldsters?
A little slower to do that.
Yeah. You have to be in pretty good shape to be able to jump those things. So this is what makes me crazy. No, they're jumping the turnstiles because they either can't or don't want to pay. It has nothing to do with their color, their gender, their race, their age, or any other ridiculous ism you can think of. It's criminalism. That's the ism right there.
DC council member Jack Evans joins us this morning. We're going to ask about that. That'll be at 8:15 to talk about what's going on with Metro. Also, Metro's fare evasion crackdown. Have you been in the Metro stations and noticed those big red signs that they have up warning people that they must pay their fare? It's criminal not to. They're all by the turnstiles now, or whatever you call those little gates that open as you go through. They're cracking down on it, and look at this story from the Washington Post. Amid complaints that Metro's fare evasion crackdown is leading to people being pinned to the ground or pepper sprayed unnecessarily by police, Metro's general manager said last week that the crackdown is necessary to ensure that other rules are followed and that Metro gets all of the funding it's entitled to.
That's right. Give them your money. 6:50 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know the holidays are going to be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old carpets looking new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Traffic marks, pesky stains, odors, allergens, and mold will all be removed with a Zero Res Clean. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free, or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Plus, this November, Zero Res is offering additional discounts to our veterans, military, and first responders. Minimum supply, call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
I called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching
due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jess.
Hi there, Mary. Good morning. Investors are feeling a little uncertain that corporations are going to get their promised tax cuts from the Trump administration, but the markets did eke out modest gains yesterday, although futures are lower right now, pointing to a slightly lower open on Wall Street this morning. Markets are mixed in Europe. Everybody's lower in Asia right now. Crude oil is ticking slightly lower as well. Dow component Home Depot just reported strong quarterly results, way above estimates. It was likely helped by the hurricanes. Buffalo Wild Wings shares are soaring this morning on word of a takeover offer. Sources tell CNBC that Roark Group wants to buy the restaurant chain. Nobody's saying anything. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a first, a digital pill. Medicine is embedded with a sensor, tells doctors whether and when patients take it. The New York Times says patients not taking medicines is a $100 billion a year waste, which ends up costing more because patients need additional treatment or hospitalization. Lord of the Rings is heading to Amazon as a series. New material, nothing from the movies. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio, or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare, and you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate? You don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 866-88-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 866-88-BIBLE. Call 866-88-BIBLE.
6:55, no WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hey, Metro Rail, finally no longer single tracking the Blue Line trains, which they have been since the start of the commute. It was late clearing track work, but now trains are running normal there. We still have delays, Blue Lines, Silver Lines, and the Orange Lines due to that problem. So keep that in mind, trying to get back on track. Maryland, latest problem's going to be 50, John Hanson Highway. Oh boy, I'm looking at this accident here in the cameras. Inbound, eastbound 50, or westbound 50 as you come up through to the Beltway. It looks like left half of the roadway, and I'm still watching fire and rescue respond on the shoulders. So they're coming in to this crash prior to the Beltway on 50. Part of the problem was getting onto the Beltway. We were slowing because of the crash. Outer loop right at the exit for the BW Parkway, which is now on the shoulder. So that area, still expect that congestion. Southeast DC, that's where the police chase ended. With a lot of activity on Weller Road, just north of Southern Avenue at Barnaby Street. So if you travel in that area, expect to use caution and watch for police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast around early this morning. Otherwise, partial clouds with clear sky. We'll probably take that right into the afternoon, 52. Tonight will clear down to 36. Outside the Beltway, colder. Sunny clouds tomorrow, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 6:57. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
President Trump tweeting with some good news this morning. Looks like his poll numbers are up. Rasmussen reports they have a presidential tracking poll. The daily tracking poll for Monday, 46% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 53% disapprove. But President Trump tweeting out one of the most accurate polls last time around, but fake news likes to say we're in the 30s. They are wrong. Some people think numbers could be in the 50s. Together, we will make America great again. And then he posted a picture.
Some people.
Yeah.
Some people. And he's using all his 280 characters. I would like it noted.
Well, this is good for him, first of all. Excellent use of Twitter. The other is, this is a daily tracking poll, so it moves all the time. But I think it's ticked up while he's been on this Asia trip. I think in Trump's case, there's a lot of people who just like having him as president, who like when he's well-behaved, who like when there's not a bunch of nonsense surrounding him. And the past, 11, 12 days, he's been in Asia representing the United States, representing it well. He survived the Khoi Pan controversy. He called North Korean's leader short and fat.
He said he wouldn't call him short and fat.
But, right. He didn't. He attempted not to call him short and fat, but accidentally said it out loud on a tweet that he wrote very deliberately. And then, he got to have some awkward handshakes. He did it all. He came all the diplomacy. He was in China. China rolled out its very red carpet for him. So things went well. And we'll see if he comes back with any goodies for us when he gets back tonight.
Like a t-shirt?
Yeah. A bunch of made in China t-shirts
exactly.
For everybody. Say MAGA on them.
T-shirt back. I just think that there's a cap as to how high he can go, and that's just going to be it. Because there's some people, no matter what he does, they're just not going to like him.
People don't
so
like him.
It's a certain cap. Yeah, I know. It's a shock. That's the news part of this whole thing. Tell them what's coming up.
Well, we're going to talk about a case that the Supreme Court is going to hear on abortion. It's incredible what they're forcing these pro-life crisis pregnancy centers to do. And we'll see whether the Supreme Court can save them.
And Byron York will be joining us. We'll get his take on Roy Moore and also the Russian dossier that never seems to go away. It is now 7 o'clock, and that means WMAL News is next.